This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio on the only frequency that makes sense on Elegompo Friday. Thank you so, so much for being a part of it, right? Now, as you all know, man, we are back with the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience, that is, sliding into the driver's seat once again is our resident motoring journalist Prashowin Naidu. And this week he took the Ford Ranger Platinum for a spin, a luxury bucky that makes a bold statement on and off the road. He also shifts gears to the Suzuki Desire, a budget-friendly sedan that's fast becoming a favorite in the e-hailing space. And as always, we'll wrap things up with Prashowin's motoring tip of the week, plus his hot jam to pick and cruise into those Friday feels. He's on the line right now. Prashowin, how are you doing? Welcome back.
Hello, Kimbash. I'm fantastic, and yourself and the listeners out there.
No, we are so great. Prashowin, thank you once again for joining us this beautiful Friday afternoon. Always appreciated.
Thank you, Kimbash. Always a pleasure.
So let's get straight into it right now. The Ford Ranger Platinum, Prashowin, talk to us, you know, about this design, this beast.
So truth be told, I thought it was quite the bee's knees, and I saw it, Kimbash. I quite like Ford. A lot of the Ranger variants just have that style and bold appearance. So this one, what can you expect with the Platinum? Well, it's go big or go home. So you'll notice there's a big Platinum badge on the front bonnet across. It just screams quite a loud presence. Some 20-inch wheels for the mix, matrix LED lights, a thick sports bar at the back just to add a dose of bling, if you know what I'm saying. And it's just big, bold, and certainly eye-catching. I kind of think that when you see a Ranger on the road, it is kind of the best bucky in that segment, looks wise, I'll be honest with you, from all the rivals, to be fair. It's always been my favorite amongst the other competitors out there.
Oh, most definitely. Now let's slide inside. How's the cabin, you know, in terms of the comfort, the features, and overall value, you know, for that price tag, that huge price tag of $1.2 million?
So I think they've definitely upped the antics with the interior cabin. It's 1.2 million rand for what you're getting. And plush is what the word that comes to mind. Lovely quilted leather seats, ambient lighting, soft touch finishes, and even a tech feature you could want, like the digital cluster, a sync infotainment system, sound system, a Bang & Olufsen sound system, which is just crystal clear, beautiful. Wireless charging, and even a 400-watt inverter. Seats are ventilated, heated, even the steering wheel too. Luxury throughout. Even CarPlay was, I thought the CarPlay was a bit finicky at times, the Apple CarPlay. But overall, just well-built, premium. But that price tag is really just stirring up some emotions in the soul. When you look at Chinese competitors like the GWM P300, that's about 700,000, 800,000 Rand, you get just about the same amount of kit as seen in Platinum. But that begs to differ. What are you paying at the end of the day? Do you want tech features or do you want reliability as other brands, like perhaps the Isuzu D-Max with their trusty steed? You know, that's just how it is in the bucky segments. There's so many competitors, Nissan Navara, Hilux, your Ford Ranger, but I think what's tried and tested is what I would usually go for, to be fair.
Most definitely. So let's speak about the drive. How was that?
I thought it was great. I think this 3-liter V6 turbo diesel is great. Packed a good amount of punch. There were some recalls to it, though, from what I've heard. Reports when Ford had a recall on the specific engine. But to be fair, just it is a very powerful and smooth motor with a cruiser on the highway, navigating city streets and going off-road. I thought the 10-speed auto gearbox is great, very slick. I got about 11.2 liters per 100 kilometers. It is proper good traction, composed, refined, a bit thirsty, but it doesn't scream out, wow, emotionally. It's just, it gets the job done in style and comfort.
All right, now let's shift over to the Suzuki Desire. What is your take on this budget-friendly ride?
The Desire. I'll say it does sell dreams and a lot of desires, so to say. It may may fly under the radar, but it's quietly built a strong reputation in the South African car market, selling about just over 10,500 third-generation units in the year 2018. So the sedan built on platforms like the Swift, simple, frugal, and perfectly suited for everyday driving, especially if you're an Uber driver. Really great stuff, and it's just under 225,000 rand for the entry-level spec with a five-year, 200,000-kilometer warranty. This new refresh, better LED headlights, chrome styling throughout. Ergonomically, inside the cabin, you got modern features like that Apple CarPlay. It's simple, straightforward, and just that's really about it. It's not anything fancy. It's traditional, basic, and functional. So that's what one can appreciate when you look at the desire, I think.
So now, speaking of functionality, is this something that you would desire to buy?
I like the pun. I think definitely, you know, because I've been looking at perhaps Uber, and this would be very nice from a day-to-day running cost perspective and just efficiency. I think you buy one of these, you keep it forever. Mm. Honestly, there's a sense of reliability there and affordable transport, especially when you're entering the e-hailing space. It's not flashy, but it's incredibly well thought out, light and fuel. Easy to maintain, and yes, you're backed up by Suzuki's solid reputation. You would have to compare it to rivals like the Honda Amaze and even the Proton Saga. But for me, the desire, it's not bad. It's not a bad consideration.
Oh, all right. Sharon, before we let you go, but hit us with the motoring tip of the week and do share your hot gem, that is.
All right. Thank you so much, King Bash, as always. So, don't drive with a near-empty fuel tank. I know sometimes it's a habit. Keeping a fuel level above the quarter tank helps protect your fuel pump from overheating and prevents debris from forming at the bottom of your tank. It's a small habit that can save you costly repairs in the long run. And, of course, let's end off with a classic. This song is almost more than a decade old. Kendrick Lamar featuring Drake, Poetic Justice, a classic.
For sure, and thank you so much for that classic, and do have yourself a beautiful weekend ahead. Catch you again next week, Friday.
Thank you so much, King Bash, as always, and take it to the listeners out there. Peace.
All right, that was Preshoban Naidu. For more reviews, and you can check him out on Instagram at Preshoban_Naidu and check out his features via Eswatini Motoring.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.